It says, "Hachziru l'makom shirenu is ein chayiv litfo bo." If you return to Naveda, Rashi says Naveda, you found the Aveda, and you found out who it belongs to. And now you return it, not directly to the owner, but you put it down, let's like in front of his house, in a place that he could see it. Hechzira lemokam shirena. You put it down in a place that the owner could see it. Is eina chayiv letapobo. You don't have to take care of it anymore to hand it to the owner's hands. Therefore, nignavo yovdo chayiv bachriusei. But you should know, if it got stolen, so then you are chayiv bachriusa. That's what it says here. Now, my nignavo ayovdo. What does it mean to say if it got stolen or got lost? Lav nignavo mi beisoi, viyovdo mi beisoi. Doesn't it mean to say that it got stolen or got robbed from your house? That's still your chayiv. Why are you chayiv? So you see, a shemer aveda has the halacha like a shemer sachadami. And therefore, it's chayiv on gerebe v'aveda. Samara says, Loi, maybe that's not the pshat. Maybe close the money to buy your house, avad your own yeshua mechinam, and therefore you potter on gereb of yaveda. But over here, what it means to say is mi mokim shachzira. It means that we just put it down in front of his house. You didn't give it to him, and then it gets stolen. Then you're chayiv. That's what you're chayiv. Maybe that's called a pshia. That's worse than a shomer in your house. So Gemara says why? V'akatoni, it says clearly here that hachzira l'mokim shirenu. It says ain't a chayiv litzvavoy. You do not have to take care of it more. Mashmur, it's okay that if you put it down in front of the person's house, that the person, when he comes out, will see it. Your potter, that's enough. So how could you tell me now that if it got stolen there or got lost there, you're chayiv? So Amalei said back to him, no. Hocha v'mayaskinon, you know what we're talking about over here? Hocha v'mayaskinon, kegoin shehechzira b'tzorayim. You returned it in the late afternoon. V'tarti katoni, it sounds like two halachas over here. Halachas are like this. If you return it early in the morning when it's nice and light, and people go in and go out, and it's normal in the morning, people leave the house, they come in, they go out, and they'll see it. So therefore, if you put it down in front of his house, that's considered like you gave it to him. And therefore, you don't have to take care of it anymore. Then if it gets lost or stolen, avad yapota. But what about Hechzira B'tzorayim? Let's say you put it back in the late afternoon. No, B'tzorayim come in the afternoon. So Rashi says, Motzeh B'mlachta B'sada. In the afternoon, people are in their work. They're in the field. They're not home. B'tzorayim means in the afternoon. So if you returned it in the afternoon, so even though you put it in front of the person's house, L'mokim Shirenu, to L'shchiach the Yayav Anavki. But people are not home in the afternoon. It's not Shchiach to come in and come out. To L'chazilo, they don't see it so fast. He'll first see it at night time when he comes home. Then, v'nignavo ayovdo, if it got stolen or got lost, I'll tell you, chayiv bachriusa. In such a case, it's like a chayiv bachriusa. So that's the pshat over here. So therefore, there's no proof what the shomer aveda himself is. It could be, kol zman it's in his house, it's a shomer aveda. Maybe it's like, rabbi, he's only a shomer chinam. He'll be potter on gereb aveda. Here it's talking about that you had no right to put it down in front of his house in the afternoon when you know he's not home. So that's called Yoreh Pasheya. That's why you chayiv gnebe v'aveda. But it could be a real shomer when you're the shomer in your house. Maybe you're only a shomer chinam. Eis, we have another kasha. It says aloch over here. Liyoylam hu chayiv. The shomer aveda is always chayiv. At shiachzirenu l'reshusay. Until he returns it to the owner's property, to the reshus of the owner. My love doesn't mean to say. No, for the moment, my liyoylam. What does it mean liyoylam is always? Lav doesn't mean to say afilu mi beisai, that even in his own house also he's chayiv gneva v'aveda until he returns it. So shvamina, this should be a proof to kashem asacha dami, that a shem v'aveda has the look like a regular shem asacha and he's always chayiv gneva v'aveda. Tamar says no, amalei madina l'cha bebailim madina l'cha bebalichayim. I'll agree to you if you're a shem v'aveda and balichayim, if you found an animal. Since you know an animal is normally walking around and going around, so there you have to have a good watching on it. It says, here you have to have a good shmirah. So Rashi says, Modinu l'chor, Rashi says, V'yaveda's balachayim. By the aveda of a balachay, T'chayiv ha-moitzi b'neva v'aveda. Here the shomer is chayiv if it got stolen. V'lav mishum scha mitzvah. Not because the hazlocha g'shoyim esochen, not because of the scha mitzvah, elu mishum the gneva v'yaveh deditu, pshiyusi. Because if it got stolen, it got lost, you're a pasheya. Here you'll be chayv even if you're only shoyim achinam. Why? T'chivot denakte nagri b'raiso, kivon shiro, shemulu medes, hein. Lotzeis, like you found this animal. Well, how come you found it? Because this animal's a wise guy. He runs away from his owner. So you see this animal likes to go around. If so, boy in the Tirusi is Herta. You are supposed to watch it much better. Even if it only be a Shem Mechinim, also you be Chayiv Yerang Nebu Veveda. Because obviously you didn't watch it so well. But if you only a Shem Veveda Metaltlim, things that don't walk around, then Taka Potem Gnebu Veveda. Then you don't have to think anything special here. It happens, somebody loses something and you found it. So you're on Yeshayim Echinam, then maybe you'll be part of a grave of Aveda. So again, it won't be a kasha on Rabba. Eisvei Rabba Rav Yosef. Here Rabba now has a kasha back to Rav Yosef. With Ashen Apostle Koshev, by Hashabbos Aveda, he's supposed to return it, that Ein Liyelo Pedesai. I only know you have to return a mamash to the person's house. Liginosa L'churbosim Inayin, how do you know you can even leave it in his garden, or his churba, the backyard? How do you know that's also good? Talmud Leimah, the Pasuk says, Teshiva mikom akam. Any way you give back, it's okay. Now, Malig yinof l'churbosli, to a chos ha-mishtameres, that his front yard is watched, it's a regular chos ha-mishtameres. And l'churbosli ha-mishtameres, this churba, the backyard, is also a watched one, it's a good one. For the Gemara, like Pshita, hainu besa. That's mamish like his house, garden, or a watched backyard. That's mamish like returning it into his house. So pshita vadi yapota. So what do you have to have these two limudim for? All right, turn over. So the Gemara says, "Ela pshita la fashua liginosoi sheina mishtemeris." We're talking about a gina that's not watched. Ulu churbosoi sheina mishtemeris. The person put a dog in the churba, also that's not watched. So if so, we say yapota. So why? Shemamina, this should be a proof. Kishay mechinim dummy, that you consider like a shem mechinim dummy. Yeah, that's why you put them. Some lay said back no. Rabbi Yosef answers back. Liyolam liginosei mishtemeres. Uluchrobosei mishtemeres. It could be you only put if you returned it to a watched place. Either it's front yard, backyard, but it has to be a place that's watched. If so, the Kokashlok, he had a question. Hainu beisoi, so what's the chiddush then? The front yard, the watched one, is the same thing like your house? So I'll tell you no. Ho komashmalon. This is what the Mishnah wants. This one wants teaches over here. This drasha that the loy bina das bailim. That's the chiddush that you do not have to have das bailim. You don't have to wait until the owner sees that you're returning it. That's the chiddush over here. If it would have just said beisoy, I would have thought to say maybe you have to wait till the owner comes out and sees it. Now that it says churbos v'ginosa, it means the chiddush is even though the owner does not see it. And who could the Rebbe Loza like Rebbe Loza? The Yomer Rebbe Lozo, Hakol Tzrichim Das Bailam, a regular Shomer, when he wants to return it back to the owner, Ras Rashi says, a Ganav a Gazlin, a Yechon Miyam a Shomerim, when they want to return it back to the Bailam, they have to tell the Bailam. So Rashi says, Sarach Le'adiyah the Bailam, and if they don't tell him, they're still Chayif. Chutz Mi'ashavas Aveda, excluding this Halacha of a Shomer Aveda. Shomer Ribso by Torah Hashavas Harvi, the Torah is Marbra, a lot of type of Hashavas. That's enough even to put it in the givnosoi uluchavosoi. So that's the chiddush over here. That even though you don't tell the bailim, still you put them. But it could be, it's not raya, but the shem mechinim or shem asacha. Oh, malaya by the Rav Yosef, Sabayi said to Rav Yosef, v'yat lo tizbro, to shem raved, to shem mechinim domi, like Abba Kashan on you, Rav Yosef. Do you really mean to tell me that you do not hold that a shem raved is a shem mechinim domi? I've omer Rav Chiya Baraba. Omer Rav Yechanon, Hato Yintan is Ganav B'Aveda. If somebody says the Aveda was stolen from him. In other words, you went in the street and you found the Aveda. And then the owner comes and says, listen, you found an Aveda, it's mine. And the Shemah says, listen, it was stolen from me already. I don't have it anymore. And then later we find out that it wasn't stolen. Just he himself was holding on to it. Salach Riz Mishalom Tashlumi Kefal. That the Shomer now has to pay kaful. That's the lach, he's mechuyev to pay kaful. Now, the sakot, as if you're going to tell me, Shomer socher hevei, that every Shomer aveda has the lach of a Shomer socher.
My mishanta shlumi kefil. Why does he have to pay kefil? Karna boy shlumi. He has to pay keren. Like, what's going on here? The Shema Raveda says, it was stolen from me. So what? You have to pay the owner the value of it. If you tell me, like you, Rabbi Yosef, that Hashem Raveda is Keshem Socha Domi, he's Chayva Ganebi Raveda. Like Bishleim, if he's Keshem Mechinim Domi, so when he says it was stolen, he's Potter. So it's sort of like he's stealing it now. And later when we find out it's like a true that he has it, he's Chayva to pay Kefil. But if you tell me right now he has to pay back to Keren, so he's not a Gazlan, he's not a Ganef, why does he have to pay Kefil? He just has, when he's admitting now that it was stolen from him, he has to pay Keren. For the Mar Karna Boy Shlumi. Or Malay, so Rabbi Yosef answers back like this. Hocha b'mayas kinon. You know what we're talking about over here? Kegoin shetoyin, tainas, listin, mizuyin. We're talking about that the Shema Raveda says it was stolen by armed robbers. Not by a regular robber, but by armed robbers. So the pshat is, that's called like an onus. So even if you're Shema Socha, still your potter. So this is the case that you say that it was robbed by armed robbers. So therefore, you're potter. And then later we find out nothing doing, you have it, that's when you have to pay kefil. For at the Gemara though, Omalei listem mezuyin gazlanu. Is listem mezuyin called a gazlan? Why is that called a gazlan? Shashi, v'tayin the sign is potter nashay. The kefil v'tayin tenas ganef. Who does sibir rachmona? The garden of Eishish. Chure, the Gemara of Kasha. Is this called a gazlan? Why does he have to pay kefil? Like he's not a ganef, he didn't steal. Listem mezuyin gazlanu. Or Malay said yes. Shani Yomer, I say listem mezuyin kivon de mimtar meinshi ganefu. How the cash was listem mezuyin an armed robber. He's like a gazlan. He's not a ganef. He's not afraid of anybody. When do you pay kefil? If you do it at nighttime, if you're afraid of people, you're a ganef. A ganef has to pay kefil. But if you steal by daytime in front of the person, you're a gazlan. A gazlan is potter from kefil. So, Chura, if you said listem mezuyin came about, listem mezuyin is called a gazlin. It's not a ganef. So why do you have to pay kefil? It's like you're toying tainas gazlin. Or Malay answered back, Shani Yomer, I say, listem mezuyin, no. Even armed robbers, kivon de mitmar meinshi, since they hide themselves from people, they do not want people to see them, it's no ganefu. I consider it like a ganef, and therefore they pay kefil. Here also, a person that wants to free himself, by being toying tanas listem mezuyin, which is like a ganef, and then we find out that you yourself did it, so l'maisa yachayev kefil. Therefore, could be like Rabbi Yosef, could be a shemir aved, his mamas kashem esochadami, still we have a case that yachayev kefil. Eisvei, another kasha after. Eisvei,